Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what happened at the supermarket now where it's so crowded with people who are shopping for other people?
Yeah, you said that that's what you're encountering now.
I thought it was like a one-off.
Yeah.
It's Magic 106.7, David, Sue, and Kendra. I shop sometimes during the day, and I sort of have the, you know, everybody gets into a routine when they grocery shop, but I've got the times I go where it's not that crowded. And what I've noticed, I move my shopping around. There's a Market Basket. I got a Whole Foods. I got a Stop and Shop. There's a Wegmans. So I spread.
You do the multi-shop
thing? I do, yeah. I spread my business around.
Same.
But I've noticed at.
I spread my business around.
So
well,
common.
I know I can get certain things cheaper at certain stores, right?
Same.
I know. I'm probably wasting fuel going from place to place.
Same.
But at certain stores where you can order online, which you can at Whole Foods and at Wegmans, what I've noticed is. There's all these shoppers in the stores who are not shoppers like me shopping for my family. They're people who are filling orders, the online orders for people who are shopping online.
So now you're dodging the shoppers and the shoppers for the shoppers.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them. I mean, apparently a lot of people are doing it. I just haven't got on the online thing. But there's a lot of them, and they're in the way.
Mm.
They're in my way.
Well, the aisles aren't big enough for that. They're not big enough for the amount of people and the amount of things, I feel like, when you go food shopping, too. So that just adds to it, like the crowd of people, the extra people in the way.
Right.
And I always have to go around the stalkers, people stocking the shelves on top of the people shopping for other people and the people shopping for themselves.
And I get that, too. But I guess the stalkers, the people who are, you know, stocking shelves and working there, they're helping out. They're trying to put more stuff out there
Correct.
So you can get the paper towels that you want and all that.
Yeah.
But the people who are shopping for others...
And like you said, they probably are supposed to fulfill a certain number of orders per hour or per shift or whatever. So they're on a mission. They're not saying, oh, no, Mr. O'Leary, you first.
Oh,
they're like,
God.
No, me first. I got to get this done.
Not
right?
at all. They
right?
are absolutely not. Like if you come to like a standoff with a shopper going the opposite way in an aisle with a carriage.
Oh, yeah.
You go, excuse me. No, excuse me. After you. No, after you. That's what happens when it's a normal shopper.
I love that you called it a standoff. But anyway.
It's what it is. It's a good point. It's great.
But if these people are working and they've got to fill 22 orders this hour, they are moving and they are not taking any prisoners.
No, no, I know. See, I shop at Market Basket, so we don't have online ordering, so I don't have that. But as you said it, I was like, oh my God, that's a whole new world.
Right.
That's a whole new level of why I hate grocery shopping.
Oh, I can't stand it.
I dread it.
I don't hate the grocery shopping. I kind of enjoy it.
I know you
and
do.
And honestly,
because you talk to everybody.
I want to talk to people.
Wait a minute, Kendra. Yeah. How is this not his best thing that's ever happened to him? Because it's more people for him to talk to.
I know.
But I'm actually surprised. The people who are working, who are fulfilling orders,
they're not talking.
They're working.
Do you try to talk to them? You do.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
And they got their head down, and they're just like, out of my way, please.
So what do you got on your list there?
I see you've got a lanyard.
No, you do.
Buying carrots for the Johnson family.
You're their nightmare. You're their worst nightmare. Oh, my God.
I know. For everybody else, it's just getting the groceries. For me, it's like a social experiment. I got to meet some new friends.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.